Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up on all the news you should know about. Today, a new community garden springs up in Kingston. And hurricane season is on the way, but meteorologists say it may not be too bad in the mid-Atlantic. It's Tuesday, May 26th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in Kingston. A new nonprofit has transformed an empty lot in Luzerne County into a community garden. WVIA's Haley O'Brien takes us to the garden in Kingston that aims to fight food insecurity and educate the community.
The garden is lively, with Girl Scouts, a 4-H group, and students from a local elementary school visiting.
The more roots you have, the stronger the tomato is. So if you have a shallow
Jayanne Chernikowski is teaching children about planting tomatoes. She's the founder of Green Neighbors Network.
It is a community garden, parks and recreation, cleanup, recycling, and sustainability.
9-year-old Ava Kambach is one of many volunteers helping to prepare the garden for its first summer.
Basically what we do, we pull up the weeds, we plant, and we make some mud balls. It's mud with seeds in the middle, and once it rains, the mud goes away, and then the seeds go into the soil and it plants wildflowers.
A farm stand next to the garden will offer free produce to the public. As for what they're planting here, they have more than a dozen berry bushes and will soon plant some fruit trees. 8-year-old Chip Granovetter planted yellow watermelon last year at home. He's excited to plant it in the garden this year and share it with friends.
It tastes like watermelon, but like sweeter and better. It also looks better. I don't know how, just because it's yellow, not red.
In Luzerne County, I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Now, summer is on the way, and that means hurricane season is as well. It begins on June 1st, but National Weather Service forecasters predict the Mid-Atlantic region will see lower than average tropical storm activity this year. As Susan Phillips reports for WVIA, El Niño is expected to suppress hurricane formation.
El Niño will likely bring strong atmospheric winds, known as wind shear, which can break up hurricanes as they form. Still, climate scientists say warming ocean temperatures can provide fuel to strengthen any storm that does take shape out in the Atlantic Ocean. Daniel Guilford is an atmospheric scientist at Climate Central.
And so there is this back and forth interplay between the El Niño suppressing the storms and the warm waters available to supercharge the storm.
The Weather Service forecasts 3 to 6 mid-Atlantic hurricanes to form this year, with 1 to 3 becoming major storms. It's impossible to predict how many will actually make landfall, but officials say even smaller, unnamed storms can cause deadly flooding.
That was Susan Phillips reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Now it's time for News Voices. And this week we have one last recap of the primary election before we look ahead to the general election in November. Here's more.
Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. The 2026 primary election is over, and now the general election campaign season begins.
It was an interesting primary here in Northeast Pennsylvania. WVIA politics reporter Boris Krauchinuk is here to break down the results. Hi, Boris.
Morning.
Good morning and happy, you know, day after election night.
It was a long day.
Absolutely. So let's have a quick overview. What happened in the primary election?
Essentially, we had about a half dozen contested seats and three incumbents who were being challenged. And incredibly, in this day and age, they all survived. Maybe it wasn't that incredible. Lisa Baker won renomination to her state Senate seat despite a challenge from Tyler Myers. Marty Flynn easily turned back Jeffrey Lake for his Senate seat, Democratic nomination there. And Jamie Walsh really easily turned back Bill Jones to keep his Republican nomination for the 117th state House seat. Flynn is the 22nd. It covers Lackawanna and Luzerne. Baker covers Luzerne and several outlying counties, Wyoming, Wayne, Pike, and Susquehanna.
Okay. So it was uncommon, right, to have this many challengers
it
to
is.
Incumbents.
Yes, yeah. Generally. In this case, it was a combination of reasons. Data centers, in the case of the Flynn race, upset by some gambling interests in the Baker Senate race, and Bill Jones, who was a more moderate Republican, kind of an old school Republican, thinking that Jamie Walsh was a little bit too far right, but it turned out he wasn't, at least not for his district. Walsh won really big.
All right, fair enough. So now the midterm elections can really start. What do you think people in Northeast Pennsylvania will be watching over the next few months?
Well, we're going to see a lot of political ads really quickly because there's going to be efforts to define who the candidates are, and there's going to be a lot of money spent. Maybe not as much as in a presidential year, but there's going to be a lot of money spent on trying to flip four congressional seats in Pennsylvania. They're all in eastern Pennsylvania, and two of them are in the WVIA coverage area, the Rob Bresnahan and Ryan McKenzie. The governor's race, that's going to consume some space. Then there's the Democrats trying to keep the House and expand their control of the state House, and also retake the Senate, which they haven't done since the 90s when a guy named Bob Mello was the Senate leader for the Democrats.
All right, so definitely going to be a busy campaign.
Very, very busy, yeah.
Yeah, so how does this upcoming election have the potential to reshape politics in Northeast Pennsylvania?
Well, you could have Josh Shapiro, if he were to win, if the Democrats were able to keep control of the House and flip the Senate, then he would have a chance to do a lot of things that he hasn't been able to do so far, and that's same goes for the Democrats. If the House seats were to flip, then control of the U.S. House goes back to the Democrats, and you're going to see a lot of investigations of President Trump and Democrats trying to slow down the Trump agenda. So that may matter, in countrywide and all, certainly in the Northeast.
Okay. And real quick before we go, what are the biggest races that you will be paying attention to?
Oh, the biggest races will be the two congressional races, Paige Cognetti and Scranton Mayor. Paige Cognetti and Rob Bresnahan and the McKenzie race, the challenger, Bob Brooks, the retired firefighter in the Lehigh Valley in Carbon County.
All right. Well, Boris, we will be paying attention to all of your coverage as this election season unfolds. Thank you for being here.
Great. Thanks.
And you can find full coverage of the 2026 primary results from the full WVIA news team online now at WVIA.org. And stay with us there for news of the general election as it approaches in November. For WVIA News, I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening to News Voices. All right, one last thing for today. Let's take a look back at This Week in History with WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, May 25th through the 31st. Back in 1859, this is the week the famous clock tower we know as Big Ben, located in London, starts ticking. The bell wouldn't be first heard until a few weeks later, in July. 1889, this week, the South Fork Dam, 14 miles from Johnstown, bursts, sending a wall of water and wreckage 40 feet high into the Valley City. Thousands of people are killed, thousands of homes are lost.
1902, in both Scranton, Lackawanna County and Shenandoah, Schuylkill County, 150,000 mine workers go on strike for months. The effort leads President Roosevelt to introduce a commission created for federal intervention in labor disputes. And in 1979, 6-year-old Eitan Pates is abducted while walking to school in Manhattan. He becomes one of the first missing children to be featured on milk cartons. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.